we thought it was fitting to name this program New Beginnings because it would be my first curation of a program, of a full program here at DPAA. So it's interesting that we wanted to end the season with the exciting news of something beginning as we move forward into kind of this new chapter of where Dayton Ballet is going to go.
Brandon Ragland, the artistic director of the Dayton Ballet. I'm Larry Carassel, and this is Arts Focus.
We will be doing George Balanchine's Valse Fantasy, which is one of my favorite of his works. And then we will be doing Cold Virtues by choreographer Adam Hoagland, who is a dear friend of mine and is resident choreographer at Louisville Ballet. So I've been able to dance plenty of his works during my time at Louisville Ballet. And then I will be choreographing a work called In Pieces. So that will make its world premiere this weekend as well.
Tell me more about the George Balanchine Ballet.
It's a small cast, this one, and we had to get licensing permission from the Balanchine Trust. So we were able to submit videos, and I would submit a request, and they granted that request. So it's light, it's musical, it's fun, it's a lot of jumping for the dancers. They're moving the entire time, and that's one of the great things about Balanchine ballets, is that everyone is dancing a lot, whether you're the principal or the lead in the ballet, or you're in the ensemble or quarter ballet, you're dancing a lot. So the dancers are definitely getting challenges as far as stamina, as far as technique and musicality, which is what I love about the Balanchine ballets.
And the second piece uses music by Philip Glass.
Yes, so it's Philip Glass's violin concerto. Cold Virtues is just stunning. It's one of Adam's earlier works, and it just celebrated its 20th anniversary. So this work has been performed by companies all over the U.S., and it's still relevant to today. Companies still find it challenging, fulfilling, and so for us to bring that here, to kind of start this journey with Adam, because I want to continue to bring his works and bring him back here to work with Dayton Ballet.
And what is the music and the story behind the work you are choreographing?
In Pieces is music by Max Richter. It's his reimagined version of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. It's centered around a central couple, one couple that kind of goes through phases in their relationship, and how, you know, we as people are not only dealing with relationships with each other, but what experiences individually we bring to those relationships. So it's kind of in pieces, you know, we kind of bring pieces of ourselves to different relationships, whether they're friendships, romantic, any type of connection with other people. We're bringing pieces of ourselves. And not only are we dealing with those experiences individually, but then collectively, how do we come together in those shared experiences?
And these performances are at the Victoria Theater as opposed to the Schuster Center.
Yes, they're at the Victoria Theater April 12th through the 14th. So that Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and then Sunday at 2:30 p.m.
And the music is recorded as opposed to being played live.
Yeah, it will be to recorded music.
How difficult is that, playing with a recording? Because the recording can't slow down or speed up depending on what's happening on stage.
Exactly. So in trying to find the right recordings, particularly with the Balanchine ballets, you know, it has to be at a certain speed and a certain level. And so when the stager is here, we actually listened to different tracks and tried to find the best version of the Glinka that could suit the dancers as well as kind of push them a little bit. That was a fun challenge. Always with recorded music, there's always challenges in terms of finding the right tempo. But one of the advantages to that is that it pretty much stays the same. So once you find the recording, you know, you pretty much know what you're gonna get. I mean, obviously there's nothing like live music. You know, that's my daydream was that we would have live music for all of our ballet performances, but you know, that's something I'll keep pushing for. It is a glimpse into the journey that Dayton Ballet is on, with my commitment to bringing more Balanchine into the rep, exposing more of my choreography, and as well as bringing exciting choreographers. It's a little bit of everything that I want to continue to build for Dayton Ballet, and it's something for everyone to enjoy. You have your classical and neoclassical with Balanchine, you have your contemporary with Adam, and then you have your contemporary ballet with me. So it's something for everyone to enjoy, and it's not super long, so you'll be in and be out before you know it.
Dayton Ballet Artistic Director Brandon Ragland. New Beginnings is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Victoria Theatre. Get more information at DaytonPerformingArts.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.